It's a Tech Tuesday, and we are going to talk to Bridget Carey, CNET senior editor and host of the CNET Update. Bridget, I was just talking before we got you on. I have a wireless provider, and there's a dead zone in our house that doesn't pick up the home Wi-Fi. And so my youngest son in his bedroom, he's got it all set up to be on the Wi-Fi, but it's not picking up the signal. And I have overage after overage after overage. And people are texting us saying, oh, no, Wendy, just remove his data. We thought he was on the wireless, and so did he, and it wasn't picking it up. So our provider said, I get an extender. So it's just a wireless extender, a router extender, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, there's two layers to what you're talking about.
Thanks, Ryan.
I'm half in, half out. Sorry.
Go ahead, Bridget.
If you have a dead area in your house, yes, you can get these Wi-Fi boosters, essentially, that just kind of boost the signal to places that are kind of weak. It's hard to know for sure, always, but you can kind of tell with a little sleuthing on how your bars are doing in certain places and with what you noticed that, he's got a lot of overages in his room. And does he have an iPhone?
Yes, and he has that instant data turned off. I told him that was the stipulation right when I got him the iPhone 6S. I said, turn that off immediately. And it was a moment because I kept yelling at him for going over, and he called me because we're a little lazy in our house, and he called me and he said, Mom, I got to be honest with you. I have it set for Wi-Fi, and I've been watching, movies all afternoon, and when I looked, it said LTE. It's not my fault, and it isn't.
Yeah, it'll just switch off. So what we were talking about the prior week was that there's this setting where if the Wi-Fi is weak, it'll go to cellular, and you might not know it. But in some cases, if the Wi-Fi is weak so bad, it'll just switch off, and it'll say LTE, so you got to watch for that. At least he noticed that. But yeah, you can get one at Best Buy or any store.
Yeah, Ryan Burrow, our news guy, was saying he has a little plug-in one, and I actually went on CNET.com last night. And I got to admit, CNET scared me a bit because it said it has to be on the same, like if you have a multi-band router, it has to be the same thing. But I'm just going to try it. It did give good advice, too, about taking the router, plugging everything in, the extender, rather, and seeing where the bars are. Because if it's too close, you'll be kind of making your original signal worse.
Yeah, it's not exactly probably the easiest thing to set up, too. And you do have to know if you have the right kind of broadcast same. How sometimes you get these routers and it says N and it has G and some numbers after them, trying to make sure you have the same frequency, of everything. And you can find some guidance, too, sometimes with the maker of your router online. Sometimes they even can help with compatible ones if you have the time to do that.
My husband does. I'll let him do it. And the big news that I think we should talk about is PlayStation 4 was mentioned as a way that some of these ISIS people have been communicating, and that's because it's hard to monitor one of the servers or something on PlayStation 4. This is real, isn't it?
The concept is real, but I would want to clarify that the reports about the PlayStation 4 have actually been redacted, and people are going back on that because they were not verified, and there is no proof that they actually used a PlayStation 4. It was actually kind of some sloppy reporting as everyone was trying to, find out what's going on in the rush of things. But the background of all this, where it's all coming from, is the fact that you're hearing a lot of people in security always... I mean government security, like the CIA, always talking about how encrypted apps nowadays and the fact that the chatting apps we use don't have backdoors for the government to listen in, it makes it so hard for them to do their jobs. Well, this is something, you're always hearing about with the tech companies like Apple and Google and Microsoft talking about how they want to keep things encrypted. Your FaceTime video chat messages on the iPhone, they are end-to-end encrypted and cannot be broken into by government surveillance, and there's no back doors. Lots of popular apps are. One is WhatsApp. That one's very popular. It's end-to-end encrypted. And there are some apps that anyone can download, too, if you want more security for the phone calls even. I think you're going to be hearing this be a major talking point in the upcoming election, where people are going right back to the same old debate of, is encryption such a good thing? Don't we need back doors to monitor such a thing from happening again? But the bottom line is that there will always be something out there where people can try to communicate undercover or on the quote-unquote dark web out of the, you know, range of normal communication. There will always be something out there, and this is going to be a hot topic.
I'm definitely surprised, and I don't mean this to be funny, I'm kind of surprised ISIS doesn't have their own app at this point.
You know, no one knows about, there hasn't been a report of it, but at this point, I mean, they could use any app. I mean, the apps are so encrypted now, they don't need to, you know, invent the wheel here. And there's even been talk that even if it wasn't encrypted, let's say they were using something that, you know, that the government did have a backdoor into, there's so much communication going on. You have that needle in a haystack, you know, comparison of being able to monitor everything. And will you catch everything? I mean, it's always kind of a finger-pointing game. You know, should we blame intelligence for not being smart enough? Well, now intelligence is blaming tech companies in Silicon Valley for not being open enough. And everyone's just pointing fingers. But will this stop the next one? You know, anyone can do whatever they want in terms of, you know, terrorism. It's terrible.
I know.
But now people are kind of looking to, like, where can we point the finger? Is it the iMessage? You know, does it need a back door? And people who are privacy, you know, advocates who don't want the government spying on every single thing that they say, you know, it's becoming a worry now. Are we going to go into a time where, you know, everything you say is going to be monitored? Is that constitutional? It's the same questions you've heard before with Edward Snowden all being brought up again.
All right. Well, you heard the bell. Sorry, we had a shortened version of Tech Tuesday with Bridget Carey. What's coming up on the CNET update today at CNET.com?
Well, we're having a little fun with emojis because the word of the year is not a word at all. And for the first time ever, the Oxford Dictionary folks have decided that the word of the year should be the face with tears of joy, the crying while laughing face.
Oh,
and
God.
So, I know, there's a lot of talk about emojis changing it. So we're kind of looking back at, like, what 2015 did with the emoji. Because, you know, you can order pizza now by emoji. So it's been a big year for emoji. But, yeah, it makes you a little sad. It's just kiss goodbye language.
Well, thank you. We will tune in and watch that, the CNET update, which you can find at CNET.com. Thank you so much, Bridget Carey.
Thanks. Take care.
We'll talk to you next Tech Tuesday. Quick break, then news here on 720 WGN.